Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a new report sheds more light on the grim life of Australian renters. Russia denies it's about to withdraw from a crucial nuclear power plant in Ukraine. And in the World Cup, Portugal through to the final 16 after defeating Uruguay. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bila Kwan. Affording rent is becoming increasingly difficult in every capital city across Australia, as well as in the regions. A new report, the Annual Rent Affordability Index, has found rents are escalating faster than household incomes across the country, leaving many people scrambling to find somewhere to live or maintain their current housing. Hobart continues to be the least affordable city, with affordability also decreasing in Sydney, and Brisbane becoming moderately unaffordable for the first time. Tasmanian MP Andrew Wilkie says the situation is increasingly grim.
People are sleeping in swags, families are in the back of cars, families are in tents next to the highway and in the parks. Thousands of people are sleeping on people's couches, they're sleeping in people's garages, in their spare room, under the house, in the garden shed. I mean, this is unfathomable to me that this is happening in one of the richest countries in the world.
The report has also found the sheer number of Australian households having to rent is on the rise. The data focuses on rent affordability for 10 Australian household types, including pensioners, single people on job seeker payments, single and dual income couples with and without children, student share houses, and hospitality workers. Energy authorities in Ukraine say there are signs that Russia is preparing to withdraw from a nuclear power plant currently under Russia's control. The head of Ukraine's state nuclear energy company, Petro Khotyn, says he's seen indications Russia is getting ready to leave Zaporizhzhia, citing reports in the Russian press that the plant may have to be left or transferred to the control of the International Atomic Energy Agency. But Russia has denied there are plans to withdraw from the plant it has occupied since the early days of the invasion. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it's pointless to look for signs of a pullback.
Is there any comment from the Kremlin on this topic, and is Russia really going to withdraw its units?
One shouldn't look for any signs when there are none, and there can't be.
The federal government says it does not accept the blame for a United Nations report which found Australia's plans for the Great Barrier Reef are inadequate and recommended its status be changed to in danger. A joint statement by Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek and Queensland Environment Minister Megan Scanlon says much of the report's conclusions stem from the inaction of the previous coalition government. Ms Plibersek says the new Labor government has started to address those issues.
Everything has changed. Climate change is a risk to every reef globally, and we need to keep global warming below 1.5 degrees if we're going to protect not just the Great Barrier Reef, but all reefs.
A volcano in eastern El Salvador has become increasingly active, prompting authorities to issue warnings to residents. The San Miguel volcano has begun spewing gas and lava to the surface, raising fears that volcanic blocks could rain down on nearby towns. Authorities have established a security perimeter within a 3-kilometre radius of the crater, while tourist and agricultural activities in the area have been suspended. A member of the local civilian protection team, Antonio Sarabia, says they are watching events closely.
We continue under constant monitoring and alerting the population in the area around the crater of the volcano. One, to maintain the suspension of not climbing, and two, that we keep in constant communication and readiness in case of any situation that may arise, so we can make the appropriate evacuation process if necessary.
The world's largest active volcano, Hawaii's Mauna Loa, is also being closely monitored after eruptions were noted near the surface. And to sport. Portugal is into the final 16 at the World Cup after their 2-0 victory over Uruguay earlier today. Midfielder Bruno Fernandes delivered the winning goals to ensure Portugal becomes the third team after France and Brazil to qualify for the Cup's knockout stage. It's a reversal of fortune from the last tournament, which saw Uruguay eliminate Portugal 4 years ago in Russia. Uruguay, sitting third on 1 point, must now beat Ghana in their final group game to have a chance of progressing. Ghana sits at second place in the group following their 3-2 win over South Korea. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.